Amanya ne Dobos.
I'm by name and voice.
Mutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Wamo ne Musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
No Musumba Bible.
And our Bible reader, Teacher James Jacob.
Tubagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Muli nyeri ya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Mwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tusinzira mbuweereza buno.
We base in this ministry.
Obwo okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Of the full knowledge of God.
Ate okwongera okutuusaako.
To move rich unto you.
Ekitabo ky'enteekateeka ya Katonda mutayike sembayo ku nsi.
The book of God is mega last agenda on the earth.
Oba kiyite ekitabo ekikwata ku funo ejo go international ministries.
Or call it the book about full knowledge of God international ministries.
N'okuyitibwa kwa Katonda eri amawanga gonna.
And God is worldwide call.
Okusinzira mu Africa Uganda.
Based in Africa Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tuli Katonda ke 14.
We are right on part 14.
Akechitabo chentekateka ya Katonda namutayike sembayo ku nsi.
Of the book of God is mega last agenda on the earth.
Oba ekitabo ekikwata ku funo ejo go international ministries.
Or the book about full knowledge of God in the national ministries. And God is worldwide call.
Based
in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we still move on with NB number 8.
Ebigambo by'okusaka ennyo omwoyo.
Words to put special attention.
Ebigambo ebyensonga.
Those meaningful.
Eranga byankizo.
And very key. In God is worldwide call.
Africa, Uganda.
Based in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we say, how God revealed me the book of remembrance. Through the heavenly biblical journey. For 7 years. From the year 2005 up to 2011, in series of the visions, the dreams, transfiguration,
azotals,
or you call it teleportation, taken by the Holy Spirit immediately in the twinkle of an eye. Where there is the Samim,
Urim,
the spiritual transport, and we are able to know them in the summary, the spiritual transport. Those God used to visit us on this earth, and we to use them to visit Him in heaven. As He speaks in the book of Numbers, chapter 12, verse 6, if there be a prophet on the earth, Him God will show Himself to him in the vision, and He will speak with him in the dream. According to Job chapter 20, verse 8, He
says
a vision is a type of transport which flies swiftly, and the dream still it also runs quick.
Hallelujah.
So we understood that death is not a spiritual transport through which we pass to meet God in heaven, but is an angel of death who is in Revelation chapter 6, verse 8.
Hallelujah.
And we understood in this that none of the prophets who passed through death to meet God, or even go to visit Him, but through the spiritual transport, where there is the vision, the dreams, the trance, or transfiguration,
azotals,
or teleportation, even the Urim and the Thummim, the spiritual transports.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When we finished there, we got in the summary why the heavenly journey was moved through the Bible, to be able to explain to the world the origin of the Bible, right from the everlasting
unto
everlasting Father, where He began with His word, when we know the Son Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, right from above all the heavens.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the second, to be able to explain to the world the reality of the Bible. The reality of the Bible, as it explains things which were, those which are, and those going to come.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The third,
and
explains truth of all things. Explaining truth of the Bible. Truth of the things in Jesus Christ our Lord. Truth of things in the entire heavens and earth. Because from his fullness all them we are given. Besides lies and the acts of lies. Clothing sin and its wage. Death. And even the Father we knew is the truth of the things written in the Bible. For in him is the entire new heavens and the new earth. Those found above all the heavens, in the beginning and the end, to enter the everlasting.
And
all them we are written in the Bible. And we knew, even the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. After gathering all the truth that in the Father, right above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end, entire new heavens and the new earth, reaching the everlasting, and he wrote them in the book, the Bible, and he gathered all truth speak of Christ Jesus, of all those in the entire heavens and earth which are, and he wrote them in this book, the Bible, as we read Isaiah 34:16, that seek in the book of the Lord and read, none will lack its meat, none will lack its meat. Because the mouth of the Lord commanded, and the Spirit of the Lord gathered, and in John 14:16-17, he got called Spirit of Truth, because he wrote all the truth. When we finished, we saw the way of the Bible, the heavenly biblical journey, to be able to explain to the world the way of the Bible. Right from the everlasting, right in the Father, above all the heavens, to be brought entire heavens which is, and the way Bible was photocopied from the Bible in heaven and brought on this earth, the Holy Spirit working with the holy angels and the holy ones of God on the earth, and they gathered, and as is written in 2 Peter 1:19-21, the prophets never spoke what they wanted, but they spoke what came from God as led by the Holy Spirit. In Daniel 10:19-21, even angels declared scriptures written in the scriptures of truth, right from the heavenly Bible, according to Zechariah 5:1-3. All those were able to know them. We understood the theory that the heavenly biblical journey, it moved that explains the world, the life of the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Most of all we understood that Bible is not the letters but the Spirit. In this Spirit it is God the Father. It is God the Word, we know the Son Jesus Christ, even God the Holy Spirit, those who speak in this Bible.
In
creations, if they are to be allowed to speak, they based in office of the Holy Spirit to speak within this Bible. But in 2 Corinthians chapter
3,
verse 5 and 6, we are told we do not minister the letter, but the Spirit. And we say John 6:63, the word it tells us, they are spirit and they are life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We knew that the Father is the Spirit. Even our Lord Jesus is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord Jesus is, there is liberty. And we knew the Spirit speak behind the Scriptures. We have to understand the way the Father speaks in the Bible. God the Word, we know as the Son, the way He speaks in the Bible, together with the Holy Spirit. Understand when creations are allowed to speak in the Bible, passing office of the Holy Spirit. Understand that all scriptures are purified passing through seven spirits.
So
all those who are able to explain them, and we began to be told, let's begin to see the summary of the heavenly journey. The first part, it explained us that the heavenly journey, it's my journey and your journey. It's the journey of all spirits of our creations. The journey of salvation. According to 1 Timothy 6:7, we all brought nothing, and we shall go back with nothing. Philippians 3:20 says, because our home is in heaven. Now it's my journey and your journey. Journey of spirits of all creations. Journey of salvation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We move to the second part of summary of heavenly journey. The heavenly journey begin right from planet Earth to reaching the last created heaven. It is the fourth heaven, which makes up the rim below.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Here we understood our journey ended on this earth as we came from heaven, and it begins from this earth to go back to heaven. This planet earth, we move to scriptures of 1 Timothy 6:7, brought nothing on this earth, and we shall go back with nothing. And we are told in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 31, this earth is called planet Earth. In it inhabits children of men, animals, insects, the birds, the fish, the plants, and the rest.
And
we have to see its fullness, because the earth and its fullness, they are of the Lord. As we read 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 28, when we finished there, we saw our journey right from planet Earth to move to other 10 planets. And we went briefly back to Proverbs 8, verse 31, that if this planet is called planet Earth, they have already explained the other planets, you cannot live there. And in 2 Kings chapter 23, verse 5, we saw of those planets, including planet Mercury, including planet Uranus, planet Venus,
Mars,
Jupiter,
Saturn,
Uranus,
Neptune,
Pluto, and Eris. And we knew that these planets were given names, not as God wills, but the names of gods of Babylon, Greek and Roman Empire. According to Acts chapter 14, from verse 11 up to 14.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we were told we have to rename them just as the will of God is. There are many things we saw there. In those we shall keep moving to see. When we finished there, we moved our journey from planet Earth right from these through the nine planets to move to the kingdom of the moon, the sun, the stars, and the clusters right in the firmament of the heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we read Genesis chapter
1,
verse 14, up to verse
17.
Stars are in the firmament of the heaven. The moon, the sun, the stars, and the clusters, they are in the firmament of the heaven. And we also have to see their fullness. For in the end, we are told that the food cometh from the sun and it passed through the moon and it heads into the planet Earth according to Deuteronomy 33 verse 14 to 16. And there are many things we need to declare to all nations concerning the kingdom of the moon, the sun, the stars, even the clusters in the firmament of the heaven. When we finished there, we moved to see of hell, the prison of God, known as the bottomless pit, still found in the kingdom of the stars.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We saw many things. And we proved according to Revelation chapter
9
verse 1 up to 2 that hell, the prison of God known as the bottomless pit, is found in the kingdom of the stars. And in Revelation chapter 9 verse 11, understood Satan is not the one in charge of hell, but the angel called Abaddon, angel Abaddon of the chains, and the key with the bottomless pit, the one in Revelation 20 verse 1. And we knew that these are divided into two groups. The angels work on death. They are totally to 100 billion. Even angels working within hell, they are 100 billion to be able to give torments there according to the number in Revelation 9 verse 16, and according to Revelation chapter 6
and
the verse
8,
and I saw one son of the yellow horse, his name is called Death, and hell followed behind him. We were told we shall keep getting explained much, even of all the punishments of the death and hell. So on this day, we want to move on and gain to see principalities in the kingdom of the stars. Principalities in the kingdom of the stars. Yes. Principalities in the kingdom of the stars. The main base of the devils in the kingdom of the stars. Besides the underwater
the underground bankers
and the underground bankers which are on this earth, principalities in the kingdom of the stars. The main base of the devils, besides the underwater
underground bankers,
and the underground bankers, those on this earth, all those found on this earth, this main base of the principalities found in the kingdom of the stars, even though there are two other bases on this earth, where there is the underwater, and the underground bankers, those on this earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is so good to know these issues. For a reason, always we don't fight with flesh and blood. Every day we hear we wrestle with principalities. But most we don't know main bases where they base. But when we know,
the
fight is to be eased on children of God in the entire world. And thus in the heavenly journey, we are able to reach the principalities in the kingdom of the stars, the main base of the devils, besides the underwater and the underground bankers, those found on this earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you read in the Ephesians chapter 6, this verse 12, our fight is like this. Let's read we here. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12.
Kubanga tutumegana na musayi na mobili. Wabula naba amasaza, na amanyi, naba fugensi ababu chizikiza chino. Nenyo yejo bubi, nobulogo obo musi yomoyo.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Agambye,
he said, because we don't wrestle with flesh and blood. That is the first point. We don't wrestle with flesh and blood, that those we fight with, they have never been in flesh and blood. But we wrestle with principalities, which means here we've never fought with demons of our forefathers. Not. Don't fight with demons of forefathers or those late relatives of ours. Not. Those we fight with, they have never been in flesh and blood. Principalities, the devils, the fallen angels, they are ones who appear as demons of our dead relatives. That we shall get explained of it ahead.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the main thing I want you to first know, that we don't wrestle with flesh and blood. Anytime you hear that word, that we don't wrestle with flesh and blood, I want you to note down, anytime you hear, we don't wrestle with flesh and blood, you understand that those we fight with,
they
have never been in this flesh with blood. No.
It means
we have to know who are they. These are not ghosts of our forefathers. But they begin to explain to you the second point. We fight with principalities. Where are their territories?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We wrestle with principalities.
Where
are their territories?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Point,
we said the first point, we don't wrestle with flesh and blood. Two meaning, those we fight with, they have never been in the flesh and blood which we are in. These are not ghosts of our forefathers. Not ghosts of the dead. Not.
For
the dead have ever been in flesh and blood. naye point eyokubiri egambye, but the second point has said, tulwanaga n'abamasaza, we wrestle with principalities,
wabula
but
amasaza gaabwe gali luddawa,
territories, where are they?
Amasaza gaabwe,
their territories,
batugambye,
they have told us,
ekitebe ekikulu,
the main base,
kiri mu bwakabaka bwe munyeni,
it's in the kingdom of the stars,
ekitebe ekikulu ekyabasitaani,
the main base of the devils,
kiri mu bwakabaka bwe munyeni,
it's in the kingdom of the stars.
Ngojeko ebitebe ngojeko under wansi mu nyanja,
besides the underwater,
ne wansi wetaka,
and the underground bunkers. It means if you seek for principalities,
their
territories, their bases, the principalities, the principalities, and their territories. It's not this earth. This earth was not given them.
But
as they are stealing, is they made their territories. I don't know whether you've ever started this heavenly journey. Have you understood me well?
Yes, sir.
The third point.
Agambia.
He has said,
Namani.
With powers. We want to know, which kind of powers are these? Because we have those called amanya mavi,
ne magic forces,
na manyi agobo fusa. Yes.
You
know them too, you do not know them. Some of these you reach in principalities, you have to know them. The first point, we don't wrestle with flesh and blood. To meaning that those we fight with, they have never been in flesh and blood like us. They are not our dead relatives. But who are these ones? The second point they tell you, that these we fight with, these are principalities. And they ask you, where are their territories? Yes. And they tell you, the main base of the devils in the kingdom of the stars. Besides, the underwater and the underground bunkers. Here is where there is their territories, their bases. And they say, the third point, we wrestle with powers. Which kind of powers? For these powers, they have types. We have what we call amanya gechizikiza. Yes.
Evil powers.
Amanya amabi agechizikiza. And there are also
forces.
Amanya agobo fusa.
Ah.
Yes.
Hey.
All those you have to know them. That the powers of darkness and the magic powers, these are the evil powers altogether. The evil powers. Powers of darkness, what are they?
When
you can reach there and the questions appear to be many your way. In powers they are of darkness. They are of darkness how? And they are powers of darkness.
Their
powers, you hear that they don't allow you
enlightenment.
They're ones which blind the eyes of minds of people. And you don't accept light of the word of God as you're out there with your big headedness. Those are powers of darkness. Now the powers of magic, where they base to work all false miracles. When they join them up together, they are called evil powers. The evil powers. Yes. You studied principalities. No, you heard of them. The fourth, the rulers of darkness of this world. They don't rule except this darkness works. What kind of darkness? Darkness of lies. The more it appears to be much, they rule through it. They have to prove that dark lies is a lot of it, a lies. Yes. You know, many people speak of principalities.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, our first point. We fight with rulers of darkness of this world. The darkness in the people, the lies, the
rules.
If they say darkness of this world, darkness within
world.
The humans, the world is the humans who habitate on this earth. That is lies. If it's not there, they cannot rule. And it is said, if you know the truth, you become free. Their rulership, you get out of it. Sure. You move out of their rulership. When you know the truth, you move out of their rulership. Because they rule in the darkness of this world. Darkness which is in the people, the lies. If you dare not the truth, they no more rule over you. These you cast demons and they don't go, they no more can remain there. For first of all, you know it, that demons are not your late relatives. You cast demons, the fallen angels, as they were cast from heaven. It cannot deceive you, I'm your forefather. Yes. They told me that recently you started. The fifth, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. Yes. In the heavenly places, spiritual wickedness is in the principalities there. This time, spiritual wickedness, it's above you. Above. And the one bewitch you, they climbed a storied house. Zachariah, he said, chapter 1, verse 18 to 21, they don't allow you lift a head to understand things of heaven. They bewitch you that you reach a point you forget to realize you, there are a difference between you and the spirit. You as the spirit and your body, but you take that all yourself, you are the body, and you even believe that you have to be buried in the ground. All that is spiritual wickedness above you does not allow you to remember you as the spirit came from heaven. That's why you see, here things you cast demons, they played on you already. They are above you. And above where they are, they bewitched you already. That's why they make you believe your late grandfather is the one who was attacked. The one who left this world and they loved you much. And the one who left here. And if they are in hell, they say, Lord, they sent me one. My children, they don't come to this place of destruction. If they are in heaven, they say, God save. These who come back, they bewitch the entire world. This, the devils. They chase them from heaven. They don't allow anyone go back there. They decided to camp above humans with different witchcrafts. When they say one bewitch you is on the storied building, you're finished. Oh, they're up on the mast up there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know witchcraft? You know what they call wicked, spiritual wickedness? That's they call it here. Spiritual wickedness. And it's above you. That's witchcraft. It's what made you forget that within you there is a spirit. And you think
you,
all of you, you are the body altogether. They bewitched you. Now today, if you ask where is your home, you answer your home village or your home city. But the truth, your home is in heaven. And you are asked where you're even going to be buried.
No,
and you answer
Uganda.
In Masaka, Uganda. Will you indeed be buried? And you know the late who is going to check out and go? All there are many things we don't understand because of witchcraft above us. Zechariah chapter 1 verse 18. Up to
21.
He says, these are horns which are above us. They don't allow us to lift a head. Though Philippians 3 verse 20, he says, our home is in heaven. And we await the Savior to come from there. That we look things in the heavens are not of us. They can't allow humans, even those in religions, nothing. They just made them believe in purgatory, which is not there. Those five things, if you are to study principalities, you have to study all of them. Get explained of them, now you understand them well. But now we are going to only study principalities. Yes. The rest we shall keep explaining them in God's worldwide call based in Africa, Uganda, in the book of remembrance that revealed through heavenly journey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are looking at principalities, yes, their territories. The base of the of these principalities, yes. Themselves not studied of them. When we study, we study them where they say we don't wrestle with flesh and blood. Now we wrestle with who? But let's study of their bases. Their bases. The main base of the devil in the kingdom of the stars. We read Obadiah.
Obadiah is sure so ka no nyiri orokuna.
Obadiah chapter 1, verse 4.
Obadiah sure so ka no nyiri orokubiri.
Obadiah chapter 1, verse 2.
Lava, mkufudo mutoma wanga, anyome wenyogwe.
Behold, I have made you small among the nations. You are greatly despised. Verse 3.
Amalala gomutima go, gakuchamiza. Gwazima mbiwukwe vyo mruwazi, gwatula waguru, ayogera mumutima gwe, ntiania linzisa wansi.
The pride of your heart has deceived you, you that dwell in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? Verse 4.
Ne wankubadengo olinya muguru nge mpungu, erechi socho ngachitekewa wakati mumunyenye.
Though you exalt yourself as the eagle, and though you set your nest among the stars, from there I will bring you down, saith the Lord. Yes. The base of the principalities, the main base of the devils, the fallen angels, known as the aliens. It's in the kingdom of the stars. According to Obadiah chapter 1, verse 3, up to verse 4.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Obwakabaka bw'emunyenyeri,
right in the kingdom of the stars.
Eyo yeri ekitebe ekikulu.
That is where there is their main base.
Eyo gye basinzira okukola obulogo bw'omunsi y'omwoyo
mutundu ebya waggulu. Where they base to act spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. And they bewitch humans.
Atayinza yimusa mutu.
And they cannot lift a head. And he there, Satan is where he based always to call himself the morning star. Yes. This is where he best spoke this, which in Isaiah chapter.
Okay.
Isaiah chapter 14, verse
9.
Amagombe wansi kagugumoka kululu okusisinkana ngojja gakolokosa abafu kululu abakulu bonna abensi gayimusiza bakabaka bonna abamawanga okuva ku ntebe zaabwe.
Hell from beneath is excited for you to meet you at your coming. It stirs up the dead for you, even all the chief ones of the earth. It has raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. Verse 10.
Abobona baliddamu ne bakugamba nti era nawo ofuse munafunga fe ofananyizibwanga fe.
They all shall speak and say unto you, have you also become weak as we? Have you become like unto us? Verse 11.
Ekitiibwa kyo kisibwa emagombe neddoboozi eryennangazo envunyu zaaliriddwa wansi wo.
Your pomp is brought down to the grave, and the sound of your harps, the maggot is spread under you, and the worms cover you. Verse 12.
Ng'ogudde okuva mu ggulu, gwe Lusifa, emunyenye y'enkya, omwana ow'enkya, ng'otemeddwa okutuuka ku ttaka, gwe yameganga amawanga.
How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, you who did weaken the nations? Verse 13.
Noyogera mu mutima gwo nti ndiri nya mugguru ndigulumiza entebe yange okusinga munyenye za Katonda era nditula ku lusozi olw'ekibiina ku njuyi ez'enkomerero ez'obukiiko obwa kkono.
For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the farthest sides of the north.
Hey.
Yes.
Agamba, Lucifer, no?
He said this Lucifer.
Hey, itanga mwana
wancha. He called son of the morning. In his riding the stars. In the kingdom of the moon.
Enjuba.
The sun. And the stars. Me controlling the morning. I am the son of the dawn.
Hey.
Yes. I have to go surpass all the stars, move up into the heaven seat there. I move to the farthest north. Right there is where we find the main base of the devils. The main base of the principalities. The main base of the devils. The fallen angels, those known as the aliens. According to Obadiah chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. That's where they build their clefts. Right now they are cities. They are no more clefts.
Then
those who go there to gaze at the moon, this is where they meet with them. Yes. As you've heard, Isaiah chapter 14, verse 9 to 13, there Satan,
manyikidwa nga Lucifer,
known as Lucifer.
Yasinziranga neyite omwana wencha.
It's where he best to call himself son of the morning.
Yanaga nti wakuise munyenyezo
na. He said he would bypass all the stars.
Agende kuna mulondo ya kitafu
yetu. He go to the throne of the Father to sit there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now these who gaze at the stars, spoken in Isaiah 47, verse
13,
that's where they meet these men, these principalities,
Basitani,
the devils, the fallen angels, those known as the aliens, with advanced technology. Yes. Let's read we here. Isaiah chapter 47, verse 13.
Abalaguze guru, abalengere munyenye, abalange vye miezi, bayimirireno bakulokole mwebi ebiri kujjako.
You are wearied in the multitude of your counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly prognosticators stand up and save you from these things that shall come upon you. Yes. These who gaze to the stars. They go get to the moon. Yes. Those who want to go to the sun. Right there. Is where they meet these principalities. For these are their bases. The main base in the kingdom of the stars. The principalities. The devils. The fallen angels. Those you call the aliens. These were the base. Now they build their cities. Upon the stars. Even on other planets, now they build there. Children of men, they connive with them and bring them on this earth. And they base most in the underwater, even under the underground bunkers. The other two bases of the devils on this earth. But before I go on them, on the base of the devils found in the kingdom of the stars, there they act mostly spiritual wickedness. It is mostly done from there. And if you fight, that base is in charge of handling spiritual wickedness. Yes. It's the other you read. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, the last portion. And he says like this. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12.
Wabula naba masaza, na manyi, naba fugensi abomuchize kiza chino. Nemyo ye jobubi.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. Those handle spiritual wickedness. What we call spiritual wickedness, here on this earth you see living. But according to truth that in the Bible, what you speak, you are mad. For example, John died. And
we
are going to escort the late in hell. John died.
We
are going to escort the late in hell. You are mad.
And
that's why Ecclesiastes is best to say, I saw all people and they are mad. But in nature, as you see them moving, they seem to be proper. Spiritual wickedness.
orumu boba toli nyo.
If you're not much in the kingdom of God, you may not realize that people are bewitched. Because spiritual things are what you speak, and they are all wrong. And they are wrong. And you don't know where you came from. Just as a mad person appears, you don't know you came from heaven and you reached on this earth. As you find a mad person out there with their rubbish and they don't remember their home,
and
most people under the sun, all they are bewitched. But the best bewitch them is up in the principalities, in the stars. Ecclesiastes says like this. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 3.
Echo chivimu byonna ebikolebwa wansi w'enjuba. Ng'ekigambo ekimu ekibajjira bonna. Weewaawo, era omutima gw'abaana b'abantu gujjudde obubi. Era eddalu liri mu mutima gwabwe nga bakyali balamu. Awo oluvannyuma lw'ekyo ne badda mu bafu.
This is an evil among all things that are done under the sun, that there is one event unto all. Yea, also the heart of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their heart while they live, and after that they go to the dead.
This is very,
well, they say this evil is key, important. They filled humans with evil and they bewitched humans. They bewitched them. And they bewitched them. They don't allow a person that you will go back to heaven. They tell you one thing, you're going to join yourself on the dead. Fresh and blood, they buried in the dust, the ground.
They
don't tell you, you as the spirit, you're going to fall in hell. And the humans, when go to the spiritual world, brethren, if not yet restored, says to know our home is heaven,
and
begin to prepare yourself in your journey. You are a typical mad person and you are bewitched. And those bewitched you are above you. They bewitched right from shrines. They bewitched those who worship the devils there. They got those in religions, they bewitched them. They say they go to purgatory. You know to do things of mad people.
And
you stop worship God, you worship Mary. And you are mad. And they know that God is there. Now don't be surprised. Humans, according to Ecclesiastes 9 that you've heard of well, that verse 3, there is a main evil done upon them every day, spiritual wickedness, and principalities, they base in their main bases in the kingdom of the stars. And they bewitch humans and they fall mad spiritually. Here in the world you see yourself as if you understand well.
And
reach on the grandfather, you say this one was of many years. You tell your grandfather, now when I will die, where will I go? He said, my son, they bury you at Masaka. Yuluwelo, Uganda. He too is mad in his old age. And to prove this witchcraft is too much, they say that there is a main evil done under the sun.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All those beliefs you see them in the world. Even the false salvation which has not yet realized their home in heaven.
And
they preach food of this world. All these are bewitched. You first shake your head to see whether you rose back to sanity.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What day, Guru?
Did you wake up? You understand sober that our home is heaven? And you fight to go back there?
For
this to remember there. But they moved you off. You don't do things to reach you there.
But
there are many much people in this world. Very many.
Those
who began to get angered, but indeed, you insult us, we are mad. These bewitch you if they are still above you.
They
still hold you, not yet known truth, to become free.
You don't know
as the spirit, you came from heaven and you have to go back there. If you fail, hell is waiting for you. Let's read briefly in Zechariah. Chapter 1, verse 18. Don't allow you lift a head to understand that your home is in heaven. And you can move from this world. You work too much as if tomorrow you'll be here. Don't remember all we've done. If it's finished, what? Where else do we go? And most people, they begin to fight with that witchcraft, and they are in old age, and begin to worry, where else are they going to? But useful madness moves this world up and down. Useful madness has strength. That's why they say, remember your creator in your youth. But because witchcraft caught you, see things you're doing. You are bewitched.
Okay.
Let's read in Zechariah.
Zechariah esure soka nolunyiriri olukomino munana.
Zechariah chapter 1 verse 18.
Nenyimusa masogange netunula era laba amayemba na.
Then I lifted my eyes and saw and behold four horns.
Olunyolukomino mwenda.
Verse 19.
Nengamba malaika yayogera nange nti agomachi. Nanzira muti gano gemayemba gasasanya Yuda ne Isiraeli.
And I said unto the angel that talked with me, what are these? And he answered me, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Verse 20. And the Lord showed me four craftsmen. Verse
21. And I said, Nayebano, bazo gasakula, okusula mayembe gama wanga, agayi musizange jembe liyawe, kusia Yuda okujisa asanya.
Then said I, what are these coming to do? And he spoke saying, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, so that no man did lift up his head, but these have come to terrify them, and to cast out the horns of the nations who lifted up their horn over the land of Judah to scatter it. He showed him horns. These are evil spirits. And they scatter humans. When they gather, as we gather here,
the
Bible says don't forsake the gatherings. And when you gather, one with the hymn, one with the revelation, my God. They move in other things, the fingerless. You travel America. And you get scattered, all of you. One who gathers, gathers in heaven. Our Lord Jesus said, one who does not gather with me is my enemy. For he scatters. One who gathers is one who gathers in heaven. But he said that these horns, they don't allow you to lift a head, move, understand things of heaven. Now, there are many words to get explained there. The main base of principalities, the base of the devils, the fallen angels, known as the aliens, in the kingdom of the stars, where they base to act all the spiritual wickedness,
then
they cause humans fall mad spiritually. Here they live a sense of seeking food and eat, going to toilet, sleeping and waking up, till they unclothe the body fall in hell with evil acts. And
they have
no more remembered their home is in heaven.
And
prepare themselves to go back to heaven. Those who seem to remember, don't allow them no times and conditions to go back to heaven. Religions are like curses in this world. Believes are curses. For their existence, they can't remind us of our home is in heaven. And to tell us terms and conditions, them too are bewitched. Some salvations, they are real demons now, which just destroy us. I'm trying to summarize that base. There are many things in it. When you begin to explain that madness, even the spiritual man, they can cause him fall mad in the spiritual wickedness. And they say the spiritual man has fallen mad. What he speaks, they no more connect.
He said
the love of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all and all the brethren. But when he gets good things, he retained to himself, grace never reached the rest. He said, our Father is in heaven. But when he puts one to take over the ministry, he puts there the one in his bloodline. Let me tell you, madness, because of, and if you are bewitched, upon which you see witchcraft of the devil is much on you, when you reach level, do things you don't even understand, and you begin to work that, where will I be buried? I have to buy a land. Ephesians chapter 2. That's where I will end the summary to explain those on the main base. Ephesians chapter
2,
verse
1.
And you, as he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Verse
2.
In which in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. Yes. If you follow things of the world, then you are used by spirit which use the disobedient children, principalities in the stars, these ones, even to take you in the heavenly journey, they wage a war. It happens right in the sky up there. As we are going in the heavenly journey, as we are led by the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God,
and
the seven groups of angels, in those of warfare, they were in warfare. Angel Michael, Abaddon of the chains, and the angel of fire.
Just
to make me pass that angel, Gabriel, take me the point, I'll get the message. Wars happened right in the sky. I saw some were being taken, but the fight in the sky becomes intense. Right there they put pleasures, things which entice
pursuit.
When you distracted to look there, and they have moved you out of the hand of the angel who was taking you, it's a fight. And most people say that our prayers are held right from the sky. But these fallen angels, the devils, right in the kingdom of the stars, it's where there is their main base, where always they base to fight with angels who come from heaven to come answer us on this earth. They don't hold the prayers we pray here. They fight with angels who come to answer us. They wait for them right in the kingdom of the stars. And the fight gets to work there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's why in Daniel, Angel Gabriel said, I was arrested 21 days in the principalities.
Daniel chapter 10,
verse 12. Nalio
kangamba antitotia, Danieli, di kubango kufakurunakule wa sokida kukuteka teko mutima kukutegela. Nukwe uombeka mumaso gakatondawo, evi gambo vyo bia ulirwa. Nange nzize orevi gambo vyo.
Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel. For from the first day that you did set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. Verse 13.
Na yo mulangiro w'obwakabako w'e Buperusi nanziyiza ennaku abiri mu lumu. Na ye, laba, Mikayiri, omuku balangira abakulu, najja okunnyamba.
But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had remained there with the kings of Persia. Yes. Angel Gabriel had come to answer the prayer of Prophet Daniel. But when they reached right in the kingdom of the stars, where is the main base of the devils, the fallen angels, known as the aliens, and the fight arose there. For 21 days, Angel Michael, who fight wars, he was sent with his army to fight with them. Angel Gabriel
is
a specialist in spreading the word of God. For the group of Angel Gabriel, it's of messengers of the word of God. They fight, but they are not specialized in fighting. These are so good concerning spreading of the word of God, to bring scriptures to be known on this earth. But always, in Daniel chapter 9, verse 21 up to 22, the angels, they have come to answer your prayer in the midst of prayer. Let's read there, we hear.
Daniel chapter 9, verse
21.
Bwe nalinga njogera mukusaba omusajja Gabrieli gwe nalaba mwebyo bye nayolesebwa olubereberye n'abuusibwa mangu n'ankomako nga mu kiseera ekya ssaddaaka ey'akawungeezi.
Ye, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in a vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly reached me about the time of the evening offering. Verse
22.
And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give you skill and understanding. Yes. Connect Daniel 10. Verse 12 up to 14. 21 days Angel Gabriel had been arrested. Angel Michael came to save him. But if you see Daniel chapter 9, verse 21 and 22, had come to answer prayer. So when they say your prayers were held, they have not held the words you've been speaking. No. The angel who come fulfill the word of God through which you pray. So the fight is intense up there in the principalities, in the main base of the devils, the fallen angels, the aliens in the kingdom of the stars. These hold nations in different witchcrafts. Every nation is caused drunk with different captivity. Foolishness in different captivity in bondage. That's why nations differ in bondage and captivity.
Hallelujah.
But those, they are what we shall keep or know. But just a little
on
these two other bases on the earth, those of the devils,
underwater,
the underwater, under the ocean. Here they most handle
amani
powers.
Amanya, amanya, amanya,
the powers of darkness. In the stars, it is spiritual wickedness. In the underwater, the hand focus most on powers of darkness. Those which holds people in the lies. And it blinds the eyes of their minds. The underwater. That you read here in Ezekiel 27.
Ezekiel, esule ya bili mumusamvu, nelunyiri olusoka.
Ezekiel chapter 27, verse 1.
Ekigambo kya Mukama nekinyigira nate nga kyogera.
The word of the Lord came again unto me saying,
olinyo olwokubiri,
verse 2.
Tinawe omwana w'omuntu, tanula okukungubagira Tuulo.
Now you, son of man, take up a lamentation for Tyre. Verse 3.
Ogambe tulonti ayigwa tula wayingirirwa mu nyanja omusubuzi wa mawanga eliye bizinga binji. Bwati wayogera Mukama Katonda nti gwe ayitulo oyogedde nti nze natukirira mu bulungi.
And say unto Tyre, O you that are situated at the entrance of the sea, which are a merchant of the people for many coastlands, thus saith the Lord God, O Tyre, you have said, I am of perfect beauty. Verse 4.
Ensalozo ziri mu mutima gwe nyanja. Abazimbibo batukiriza obulungi bwo.
Your borders are in the midst of the seas. Your builders have perfected your beauty. Verse 5.
Embawozo zonna bazijja mu miberusi ejiva ku seniri.
They have made all your sheep planks of fire, trees of snare. They have taken cedars from Lebanon to make a mast for you. Yes. There are bases of the devils in the underwater. According to Ezekiel 27, verse 1 up to 5. Right in the heart of the sea. But if you look Ezekiel 27 verse 5, there is the main base right in the underwater. Even though there are many sub bases in many waters, but the main base is right in the Atlantic Ocean, in the place called Bermuda Triangle. Right there is where the mist which comes out
amato,
and Mary, it pulls the ships,
enyonyi,
the aeroplanes,
the
those which pass through that area. According to Ezekiel 27, verse 5, right there is the main base in the Atlantic Ocean, the place called Bermuda Triangle, near America. And today, as I speak of now, powers of darkness, all of it, blinded eyes of children of men, now it springs from America.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Eno,
here is where they buy all human body parts. And they buy off spirits. They buy off the souls and human spirits. There are many targets plotting to blind eyes of the minds of humans. According to Ezekiel 27, verse
13,
human body parts, they are indeed bought, and they are taken under the ocean to base on to bewitch will the humans. Let's read we hear.
Ezekiel chapter 27,
verse
13. Tubali ne Maseki ne Meseki bebali abasubuzi bo bawange mibiri jabantu nebintu ebyemi nebintu ebyebikomo olwobuguzi bo.
Juvan, Tubal and Meseki, they were your merchants. They traded the persons of man, they traded the persons of men and vessels of bronze in your markets.
Hey.
Yes, these are into business buying human body parts, that they can bewitch well the humans.
And those
go in the water to seek for powers of darkness. They fight human hearts on the plates.
They
infant babies to eat as they are alive. Those stillborn children. You find them on the plates there. Different private parts as you know them. Those you cannot speak easily about. You find it on the plates. And they say you eat that part. The human parts. The human body parts. Different parts. Right here. They target to buy human souls and spirits that they can bewitch them very well. According to Revelation
18
verse
13.
Revelation chapter
18
verse
13. N'omuzigo gw'omugavu, n'envumbo, n'omwenge, n'amafuta, n'obuto obulungi, n'engano, n'ente, n'endiga. N'obuguzi bw'embalaasi, n'amagaali, n'abaddu, n'emyoyo gy'abantu.
And cinnamon, and incense, and myrrh, and frankincense, and wine, and oil, and fine flour, and wheat, and cattle, and sheep, and horses, and chariots, and slaves, and souls of men. Yes, they buy them right there very well.
And
most who go in discourse of men who go under the water, you hear the word muliroboche, muliroboche, and is dedicating you, all of you there.
Men who said
natunde meme yangeri sitani. Many things are done, but humans don't know the best they do all this. Where is it?
Read
there, make the shoes and the skirts you clothe and they take over you. Many things are done from there. Under the water.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But we
cannot study one by one to finish them. But I want to tell you one secret. Why they base most under the water. This word sea, it means clans, tribes, nations and languages. When they say they sit in the sea, they know the secret here is where we best bewitch all nations, clans and languages. But when he gave him the mystery, he said the beast come from many waters. And they say the many waters you saw, the clans, nations and languages, they put their base always under water is to remember that always you have to bewitch whatever is born of humans on the earth. We have to blind eye of their minds. Revelation chapter 17, verse 15. This is this mystery why they sit in the sea. Revelation chapter 17, verse 15.
Nangamba nti amazzi ge walabye omwenzi watudde bebantu nebibina namawanga nennimi.
And he said unto me, the waters which you saw where the herald sits are the peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. They don't just say we are sitting in the waters. No. They mean here we sit on clans, nations and the tongues. Yes. Those two children of men do not know how they are. And they don't know which craft which has turned them into foolish people in the world. How does it work? Here is where the best blind eye of children of men. In though the light of the word shines, you do not want to hear. You don't want your eyes to open. You run away going deeper into darkness. Read scriptures as 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4 up to 5. Because he said, if this gospel is hid, it's hid to those who get lost, whom the God of this age blinded the eyes of their minds, allow light of this gospel to shine their way. You see that you argue and you are against truth. But you see, it is light. And so we've understood them. You speak them in the name of the Lord. We are not going to do them. And you know those who sit in the waters. There is another secret you've not yet known. Ezekiel 28:1-3. They sit in the hearts of the sea. Here is where they sit in hearts of all humans. And they harden them. Like that of Pharaoh. Right in Egypt. When they harden the heart, when we come preach the gospel, we must preach to your heart. And Bible says, after you have to believe with your heart, those who are the heart of the sea, their mystery means they sit on the hearts of nations, clans, and the tribes to harden them. Who has ever studied of principalities? You heard of a whisperer. But the other base of them on this earth,
underground bankers.
It is called the underground bankers. This is what handles what we call magic forces. Powers of magic. That's what they can call anything from the ground, from the space, and they are coming.
For,
right there is where they overturn things and you see them differently.
And you see as
if they brought an animal, it's not real. And that's why you see magic forces began most in Egypt, right where they built the pyramids in the underground. There is another main base where the demons are in the underground bunkers.
It's
where base all the evil magic forces. They can call anything from the ground or from the space by magic and it appears. Because here is where they overturn things. Here is where they are based to establish homosexuality.
And
they overturn you the way you see things, they show you. Your fellow man is shaking his bum. You saw your fellow woman, and she's worthy that you marry her. My God. And right in Egypt in those days, where based these magic forces in the underground, where they built the pyramids. But these days they changed a little. They changed, built in America, Area 51, in the rest. Magic forces these days, most of them come from America. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 15 and 16. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 15.
Zibasanza ababa kenyo wansi okweka mukama okutesa kwabwe. N'emirimu gyabwe giri mu kizikiza. Nebogera nti ani atulaba era ani atumanyi.
Woe unto them that go to the depths to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in dark, and they say, who sees us and who knows us? Yes.
Their
works are in what we call dark magic. They do their works in darkness, in the midst of lies, darkness of lies. Here they turn everything upside down. Isaiah chapter 29 verse 16.
Omubumbi bali mwenkanye bomba. Ekintu ekyakolebwa n'okwogera nekyogera kwoyo yakikola nti teyankola. Oba ekintu ekibumbibwa n'okwogera nti oba ekintu ekibumbibwa nekyogera kwoyo yakibumba nti talina magezi.
Surely you were turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For shall the thing made say of him that made it, he made me not? Or shall the thing formed say of him that formed it, he had no understanding?
Yes, according
to Isaiah 29, verse 15 to 16, they go deep down in the underground. There are cities that have used the magic forces now in the underground. There is where they base to turn things upside down. And they turn the building, call it the church. And you, the church, you remain, you wonder what you are. And they ask you, where are you going? I'm going to the church. Yet Jesus is coming back for what? A church without spot, not a wrinkle. Now the building you've called the church, it's what is coming back for? I think it is me. Yet you are bewitched. Have you seen? I told you religions, they are real curses in this world.
Ku
For they are what tell us buildings are the church. Them to Satan bewitch them as they never knew. They have overturned everything as I speak of now. God to send revival. Revival. And restoration of all things. It included this of magic forces. Based in the underground bankers. Where they based overturn things, everything. Almost surely you see everywhere. Everything is overturned. A man to go with a fellow man. That's to totally overturn things. A woman with woman, but powers which to come which is done all this, people too don't know. Even the prayer warriors,
they
don't know we strike where. Waking up on the day, I feel I'm transgender. I'm not a woman. But indeed, you wake, they have overturned you. Now to do this to you, they join the many bases in the stars and they bewitch you first. They connect with underwater and they blind the eye of your mind. You see things in the wrong way. They connect with underground, they mix you up, they overturn you. You are finished. You wake up. Now, Apostle. My God, the Apostle, the pulling and demokazi.
You see that tumbao.
Look at a fool. Humans, you think these are easy. But a homosexual, they mix witchcraft, which is three. Mixture of three ingredients of witchcraft. I will come the next day. We shall keep moving to reveal the secrets of principalities. In the kingdom of the stars, in the firmament of the heaven,
and
we shall keep seeing those base in the fall. The base in the kingdom of the stars, the base of the devils, the fallen angels, those known as the aliens, the kingdom of the stars, where they base every kind of spiritual wickedness. And we shall again see
underwater,
where they base all powers of darkness, which blind eyes of humans' minds.
And
no more believe light of the word shine your way.
Then
we see the third base,
underground bankers,
all powers of magic. Every magic, even dark magic, which overturns things and they appear overturned. And the man is a fellow man, and indeed, look at that. Right there, it shall get explained who are the principalities. As we answer the word, we don't wrestle with flesh and blood. The people we wrestle with, spirits we wrestle with, they are not of the dead who are our relatives. They have never been in flesh and blood. These are fallen angels, who are called aliens, who appear as demons over clans. And then we move to study types of powers we've seen them. That spiritual wickedness in the ocean. And we see how the roaring darkness of this world, the lies. Then we get to explain much of that spiritual wickedness. But those in the summary, they are what concern principalities, the devils, the fallen angels. those known as the Alliance,
who
is their main base in the kingdom of the stars, besides the underwater and the underground bunkers found on this earth. May the Lord bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening, for believing. Really put in action and to teach others on too many. Fulfill God's worldwide call based in Africa, Uganda. We shall move to part 15 tomorrow. We shall be seeing heaven, the last created heaven, the fourth heaven. Because God created four heavens, not one. You wait. May the Lord bless you.